Mexico. And T.W. put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, March 27, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild and dystopic ride it is, but this is, you know, come and hang out for a moment quietly and commiserate and perhaps even learn from one another, as is often the case. And I certainly appreciate the opportunity. So, thank you for the opportunity and the time this morning. Me first, I suppose. There's some interesting stuff floating around. It's interesting, you know, where is this coming from? This impetus to bully people. Yesterday, Fox News ran a story, NBC News, Tom Brokaw says there's too much duplication in media's politics coverage. But it's not really a story about that, which is, I think, a fair assessment. Brokaw said, my impression is, and the people at NBC know that I think there's too much duplication. And he said there's too much repeating the same thing all day long, a cycle, he explained. Tell me something new. Tell me something that takes the story a little farther down the line. Also, get the hell out of Washington and out of New York and go out there and cover it where it's going on. Find out what's happening there. It's like the rest of the country doesn't exist, you know? And what was interesting is the clips that they included in the piece were of the dog whistle sound bites about Hispanics not assimilating themselves. And of course, you parade out the usual suspects to get some kind of a reaction. And that's, you know, so Tom Brokaw is essentially forced by the bully pulpit. Tom, don't you realize you're not, you know, the darling that you once were? It doesn't work like that anymore, unless you're parroting the talking points. So that's the ultimate irony. They include the his remarks from Meet the Press on Sunday, then have people, you know, it's just another dog whistle moment for people to sort of circle their wagons about some virtue signaling nothing, you know, nothing worth talking about. Anyway, so that's sort of indicative, I think, of so many other things that are happening these days. And it's just very bizarre to watch. So to go through the news, I want to get to mental health and the truth and some other issues from history, because we're seeing this happen and the crossover. So lots of nothing. You know, speaking of folks we hear too much from, The Hill reports Pelosi, Dems look for upside to the Mueller report. You know, and that's interesting. Maybe we should talk at some point, because there are many of us who, you know, I mean, we let go of that 2 years ago and said, this is obviously going nowhere and it's a distraction. But what did we learn? What is it a distraction from, and why? Boeing to preview 737 MAX jets Wednesday. Fix for 737 MAX jets Wednesday. Here's everything we know. Well, it's not really everything we know if it doesn't include the fact that what I would say is Boeing 737 MAX 8, the entire discussion amounts to a limited hangout. It's kind of a red herring. The real story is, why do intelligence agencies continue to receive shelter, or I don't know, what is the better word? I'm not sure. When we know from history that planes have an inconvenient habit of, you know, planes with what you might call important people. Not that, you know, the context is important in a political sense, for example, you know, influential, instrumental folks. Why do those sorts of flights have an uncharacteristically high propensity for crashing? You know, make sure when you check your flight manifesto that, you know, there's no crop of young UN upstarts that are going to change the world. Anyway, So that's interesting. Tucker Carlson, Smollett isn't innocent. He's something better, privileged, famous, and above the law. That's interesting. That's yesterday. Google CEO will meet with the U.S. general, who said the company is indirectly benefiting the Chinese military. It's more nothing. Senate rejects Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal and 57-0 vote blasted as a sham by Dems, including Ocasio-Cortez herself, who called the vote a political stunt. That's the New York Post, excuse me. Everybody's reporting, and so Ocasio-Cortez took a swipe at Mitch McConnell for Green New Deal vote. He doesn't want to save our planet. And so she asks, where is your climate plan, Mr. McConnell? And I say, oh, pick me, pick me. Which sort of gets back to the end of yesterday's broadcast. You know, if we don't, like so many things, I mean, it's predicated on an intentionally fallacious, fabricated presupposition. You know, and when I say like so many things, I mean, where do we begin? The Federal Reserve, the 16th Amendment, United States, so-called foreign policy, the universal basic income, universal health care. No wonder she's confused. I mean, first of all, she's not her own person. She is she's a puppet, basically, following orders. So, Mitch McConnell, where's your climate plan? So, like so many other things, this discussion is predicated on a fabrication. And the fabrication was cooked up by the Club of Rome in particular, sort of formalized. It was a formalized plot in the 1970s. It became The Limits to Growth, the report, and that, you know, what was that, 1974? That was in yesterday's archives. I posted a link to that, I believe, Limits to Growth, which turned into the book First Global Revolution by Alexander King and Bertrand Schneider. I wonder what would happen if we go over to Wikipedia or like WikiQuote or something. And some people get it. Some people see pretty clearly, which is why we have to have this, you know, the music on the calliope has to get louder, the ride has to spin faster. You know, again, it's that William James great booming, buzzing, confusion nonsense. So, First Global Revolution, Alexander King, Bertrand Schneider. Basically, the premise of the book was that, you know, we need a new boogeyman to unite mankind in common action. This time we're going to call it man himself. It's the threat of global warming. Threat of global warming. Don't believe your lying eyes as you look around. Don't ever stop to wonder if this, you know, since this looks a lot like weather modification and weather warfare, quite frankly, what's happening all around us, don't stop to question what's happening. Don't stop to, you know, people say, well, you know, how can you say, all I'm saying is what has happened over the, well, in the post 9/11 era in particular, every year, what we see happening in the weather, you know, is unnatural. A late breaking snowfall. You know, now the freeze that sort of forestalls spring, at least where I am, has all of the animals, the birds in particular, looking for something. The buds are not out yet. And that's unnatural. It does happen from time to time, but, you know, to see weird things like this year after year that cause catastrophic ripple effect, you know, the flash flooding throughout the Midwest that looks a lot like military operations that have been conducted over the years that we know about. We're not supposed to ask these questions. Why not? Especially when we know these things are possible. They have been for, well, they've been admitted and discussed in the New York Times as possible for 45 years. There are some interesting things going on back in the 1970s, you know, 1975. Church Committee, Pike Committee, Rockefeller Commission, discussion of these kinds of things, you know, treaties and, you know, why do we need a treaty if we can cause earthquakes and hurricanes and things? The CIA was in front of Congress. When was the last time CIA was in front of Congress to give an account of things and explain? Overt regime change actions continue, though. Color revolution continues. Anyway. Then there's this story. WABC-TV, Rockland declares state of emergency over measles outbreak. Bars unvaccinated people from public places. Maybe we'll play that clip. That's ridiculous. This is, I mean, and when you look into the story, it's like every other story that of this nature that's been thrown at us over the last 10 years in particular. And I'll say it again. I'll include the link. I think the World Health Organization told us everything we needed to know 10 years ago with that safety of pandemic vaccine story. We hear about a pandemic. Basically, you know, if you can get folks to, if you can say, hey, you know, we got a stockpile of this stuff. We need to get rid of this. How do you plan to do that? Well, it's kind of like the fast track approval, you know, from that World Health Organization brief. It says regulatory authorities have shown great flexibility in developing procedures for fast tracking the approval and licensing of pandemic vaccines. In some cases, pandemic vaccines are not regarded by regulatory authorities as entirely new vaccines, as they build on the technology used to produce vaccines for seasonal influenza, establish procedures for testing and regulatory control, and an extensive body of safety data. In such cases, approval procedures are similar to those applied to strain changes. Specific regulatory procedures have been devised to expedite the approval. In the European Union, the European Medicines Agency uses a rolling review procedure. Also in Europe, some manufacturers have conducted advanced studies using so-called mock-up vaccine. Mock-up vaccines contain an active ingredient for an influenza virus that has not circulated recently in human populations and thus mimics the novelty of a pandemic virus. Such advanced studies can greatly expedite regulatory approval. Mock-up vaccines. So in other words, basically we sicken a population and then we say, hey, we have a cure for that, in dialectical conflict fashion, of course. Nah, you're reading too far into that, Chris. I don't think so. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's interesting. I just wonder, you know, as you look at stories like this, and you know, people, the unvaccinated population suddenly probably feel like, you know, Muslims or any other population that suddenly gets singled out and vilified. The people, all the people that are completely healthy and probably haven't been sick in a long time, probably scratching their heads. What does this have to do with me? What does your hysteria have to do with me? We see even in the mainstream press time and time again that it's the folks who have been vaccinated who are the ones who are sickening people or dying, you know, because they're shedding live virus. What makes everyone so sure that it's the unvaccinated folks when even the mainstream press reports it's typically the opposite that we see? And then, of course, you know, there's the issue, why am I not supposed to ask the question? When you have a story that suddenly conveniently seems to have a sort of companion talking point. You know, vaccine, you know, the World Health Organization says that vaccine hesitancy, so-called, is one of the top 10 threats that World Health Organization is going to combat in 2019. And then conveniently, suddenly, there's an outbreak that's not really an outbreak, but, you know, Rockland declaring state of emergency over measles outbreak will bar unvaccinated from public places. But I'm not supposed to say, well, you know, that's interesting, because you had the story first and then the outbreak, so-called, not really, but it follows. How is that possible exactly? Something fishy seems to be going on there. And in a place where you'd want to push a story like this, no doubt. But I'm not supposed to look back at history and say, you know, maybe it's another government. Groups like the Project for a New American Century have said that biological warfare, you know, could be transformed, and bioweapons could become a politically useful tool. They said it. I didn't. I would never say something like that. But am I not supposed to wonder about that? Am I not supposed to look back over the course of history and see that for well over 100 years, this kind of thing has been used as a weapon of war? The timing is coincidental. It's suspect, isn't it? I mean, we went over patterns yesterday. I'm just supposed to be quiet and say, like someone else said, who didn't really, you know, who was a kind of a stooge. There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on, well, you know, you fool me, you can't get fooled again. However, you know, we're just supposed to say that? We're just supposed to roll over and not ask questions? I don't think so. I think that we'll ask questions, and so the way the story goes, there are currently 153 confirmed reported cases of measles in Rockland County, New York. And there are all kinds of these stories sort of piling up. I was going to mention the story yesterday. I didn't really get to it. Over at Axios, I think I referred to it, by Steve Levine. Diseases that had been wiped out by vaccines are coming back. And it's an interesting story. I'll go through this, and then maybe we'll talk about this other thing in a minute. Just convenient, you know. So if you go back 10 years and you look at what happened, and I dare say the same thing will happen, just keeps happening, rinse and repeat. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. A bunch of people will do something, a bunch of people get injured. I mean, look what's going on. The companies that make these products make other products, and there's the side that has full disclosure and the side that doesn't. And so, this, you know, they make a product, full disclosure says side effects may include death, and therefore it's your own fault if you take it. So we have determined an acceptable level of risk and sort of political fallout, and so we'll compensate people. And like I said, ambulance chasing lawyers are, I wouldn't doubt if it's a, you know, it's all sort of a closed-loop system to perpetuate this fraud that's taking advantage of people and injuring and killing people. Anyway, I'll finish that thought on the other side of the break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Small issue. It touches on lots of things. And, you know, where we're headed real quick is, I mean, I've been saying it for a while. You've heard it. We've talked about it. Whatever. This soundbite's been floating around for a long time. Bertrand Russell, Impact of Science on Society. I feel like a stuck record. So I, you know, apologize. But, I mean, it's the issue is not going away. It persists, and you know, the malignancy is festering, if you will. So you can see it almost quite literally manifesting itself. What is happening? Well, here's what's happening. You know, the way that Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society back in 1952, chapter 3, Scientific Technique in an Oligarchy. Scientific technique in an oligarchy. And when you think technique, you really need to probably I would say begin with Jacques Ellul. And what I mean by that is to understand what the context and meaning of the word technique is. As an example, from The Presence of the Kingdom, 1948, Jacques Ellul, in point of fact, there are a certain number of values and forces which are of decisive importance in our world civilization: the primacy of production, the continual growth of the power of the state, capital S, and the formation of the national state, the autonomous development of techniques, etc., these among others. Far more than the ownership of the means of production or any totalitarian doctrine are constitutive elements of the modern world. So long as these elements continue to be taken for granted, the world is standing still. And it's propaganda, but it's more than that. Much more. It's so many things, you know. Couple of related quotes. Jacques Ellul: a principle characteristic of technique is its refusal to tolerate moral judgments, or factual judgments for that matter. It is absolutely independent of them and eliminates them from its domain. He also wrote, no technique is possible when men are free. And that is frightening, you know, when you look at what's going on now. So, and this gets right to kind of where I was headed this morning. So, you know, to the broader quote from Jacques Ellul, a principal characteristic of technique is its refusal to tolerate moral judgments. It is absolutely independent of them and eliminates them from its domain. Technique never observes the distinction between moral and immoral use. That's an important key right there. Technique never observes the distinction between moral and immoral use. That's why it's so confusing to watch these people. Sometimes they say things, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, occasionally, she's being groomed, and so she's not quite as, she doesn't have the tendency toward vapid remarks that she did in those early days. Now she's, you know, groomed by her handlers to be a little more slick and polished. Isn't it interesting? I mean, if you can manipulate people that easily, that's frightening. 29-year-old Bronx bartender. Oh, yeah, she, you know, whatever. Very little political experience, very little understanding of how things actually work, as reflected in the remarks that she made those early days when everybody was scratching their heads. What is she saying? It's like watching drunk driving, just all over the political spectrum, and really not even on the road in some cases. So, you know, you think of this: technique never observes the distinction between moral and immoral use. It tends, on the contrary, to create a completely independent technical morality. Yeah, which is what I think of when I hear her blasting Mitch McConnell. You know, have you no dignity? Have you no decorum? And self-respect, really. Embarrassing. I mean, we shouldn't be worried about what Tom Brokaw said so much as what this so-called elected public official is saying, when she's an agent provocateur, when she's taking swipes at her fellow colleagues unnecessarily. You know, let's talk about the facts. Let's start with the Club of Rome, the limits to growth, and the first global revolution. Let's have that conversation, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and the threat of global warming. Let's talk about that, because Al Gore said we'd be underwater long before now. But we're not underwater, are we? So maybe it's the threat of global warming, that club that keep, you know, that George Carlin talked about. You and I are not in it, but it's the same club they use to beat you over the head all day long, telling you what to think, believe, etc., how to behave, like Brené said. Because someone doesn't agree with you doesn't mean that he doesn't want to save the planet. It's an absurd insinuation, is it not? Mitch McConnell doesn't want to save the planet. You could say things like that, and you know, people are not outraged, but they're outraged at what Tom Brokaw said, which has no direct effect on their lives. And with folks like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the point that I was trying to make the other day when it comes to this discussion is it affects people's lives, and the check or punch or whatever at the polls is then misconstrued, I would say, and conflated as consent for anything. It's a blank check. Well, you consented because, you know, at the polls. Not exactly. And there, you know, there are some stories that have arisen recently about new and fun ways that you can trick the voting machines. The bottom line is that we should all be suspect. And who, I think the question is not, you know, how can you trick the polling machines? I think the question is who would be interested in doing that? And who has been involved in doing that? And so, you know, there are these, I don't know, emblematic examples, and I try to mention those. So the Club of Rome, Limits to Growth, First Global Revolution, the threat of global warming, that's a centerpiece to that discussion. You know, when we talk about radical Islam, we should be talking about Operation Cyclone, how the CIA created the Afghan Mujahideen, and Brzezinski admitted, as Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, we did that in advance of the Soviet invasion. And he said, you know, we didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan, but we created a situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to intervene. Wikipedia, opening sentence. Operation Cyclone was the code name for the United States Central Intelligence Agency programmed to arm and finance the Mujahideen. And now, have they gotten rid of... No, it's down the page. Operation Cyclone was one of the longest and most expensive covert CIA operations I've ever undertaken. Yeah, you know, it costs a lot to create a network of folks that, you know, you have to bribe and pay off, and, you know, there you lean into Iran-Contra, obviously, and it's all just one big scam. And this continues? Oh, no. But yes. So when we talk about radical Islam, we need to start there, and then we need to ask the question when we go from there to the Salafi movement on Wikipedia, the Salafi movement Wikipedia entry, and the section titled Views on Extremism. It says Salafism is sponsored globally by Saudi Arabia, and this ideology is used to justify violent acts of jihadi Salafi groups, including Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, and Al-Shabaab. In addition, Saudi Arabia prints textbooks for schools and universities to teach Salafism, as well as recruit international students from Egypt, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Africa, and the Balkans. Balkanization, anyone? I wonder how the Ottoman Empire crumbled. Remember? This is what I would call a social virus, Wahhabism. been used very effectively for 250 years. Once British intelligence identified it as a useful tool, then it's been downhill ever since. So Saudi Arabia prints textbooks for schools and universities to help spread Salafism in their local communities. So why did the CIA lean heavily towards supporting these, you know, Salafi, Wahhabi, Deobandi groups in the creation of the Mujahideen? And why is Saudi Arabia a, you know, our dearest ally in the region? Second only to Israel. And speaking of that, UN Human Rights Council says that both are, those two are the worst human rights violators on the planet. So even the corrupt UNHRC recognizes Israel, so-called, it's not the biblical Israel, but the biblical counterfeit Israel, and Saudi Arabia, both are constructs of British intrigue, you know, early 20th century British intrigue, and other, obviously. But why can't we have that discussion? And another centerpiece of those kinds of discussions, the election stuff, why aren't we talking about Clint Curtis? So who would be interested in, you know, election fraud, vote rigging? And early in the, you know, in 2001, well, from Clint Curtis's Wikipedia page in 2001, Curtis achieved public attention for a series of allegations against his former employer, Yang Enterprises, and against Tom Feeney, who was at that time serving as a Florida state's legislator and as Yang's attorney and as Yang's lobbyist for local governments. On May 10, 2001, shortly after leaving Yang and accepting a job with the Florida Department of Transportation, Curtis reported that Yang had overbilled the FDOT and hired an illegal alien Curtis specifically alleged that at the behest of Congressman Tom Feeney in September 2000, he was asked to write a program for a touchscreen voting machine that would make it possible to undetectably change the results of an election. Curtis assumed initially that this effort was aimed at detecting Democratic fraud, but later learned that it was intended to benefit the Republican Party. Curtis explained that the software could be used in any electronic tabulation machine or scanner. He spoke about this to the Conyers Voting Forum. After Conyers left the forum and turned over Congressman John Conyers, or Conyers, excuse me. So this was a pivotal moment that history keeps wanting, you know, that some people want us to forget so that this stupid parlor trick continues on. Anyway, diet injections and injunctions. So the folks, you know, it's just a big tangled ball of yarn. But back to Bertrand Russell, in the interest of time, back out of that rabbit hole a little bit. From Chapter 3, Scientific Technique in an Oligarchy. Diet injections and injunctions will combine, well, let me back up. It is to be expected that advances in physiology and psychology will give governments much more control over individual mentality than they now have, even in totalitarian countries. And you can't help but think of Aaron and Melissa Dyke's Minds of Men, can you not? And the, you know, Operation, well, MK Ultra, MK Delta in particular, and the way that science has been sort of hijacked and conscripted to the devil's errand of manipulating man's mental and physical faculties. Continuing, Bertrand Russell wrote, Fiddle laid it down that education should aim at destroying free will, so that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have wished. Diet, injections, and injunctions, those three. Diet, injections, and injunctions. Two are in view with this story that we see in Rockland County, New York. Injections and injunctions. We'll combine. If you won't get your shot, you know what? We'll jail the parents. You'll see. We'll play the clip when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
takes a lot less time.
Welcome back. Gosh, you know, I don't want to get too far ahead, but, you know, Andrew Karibko, Hybrid Wars, the Indirect Adaptive Approach to Regime Change. That's an interesting sort of companion to all of this. There's so much that's skipping ahead. Not to get too far ahead, but, you know, you look around at what's happening and the idolization, you know, of the idol worship of Che Guevara or Margaret Sanger or what's his name? Jonas Salk or Saul Alinsky. In Andrew Kuribko's piece, you know, chapter 2.3.2, The Machiavelli of Nonviolence. Who's that? Gene Sharp. The Machiavelli of Nonviolence you've never heard of. Most people have never heard of. Gene Sharp may be the individual most single-handedly responsible for the success of color revolutions, deemed the Machiavelli of Nonviolence. He's written extensively about how nonviolent methods can be used to destabilize a government and undermine its authority, believing himself to be on an epic quest to liberate people all across the world. But see, problem is, and I keep coming back to the way that Hayek so eloquently stated it, those, you know, there's a reason that chapter 2 of The Road to Serfdom is titled The Great Utopia. It's the oxymoron that George Carlin crudely pointed out. You know, the end justifies the means, but suddenly one arrives at the end and realizes that the means and the end were corrupt and polluted. And ultimately it was power for power's sake and not really any sort of virtuous striving at all. Anyway, second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.